It's good to have Minister for Sport Jack Chambers visit the county today. It comes on the back of him awarding record funding for sports capital grants across the county a few months ago, where €5.5 million was awarded to sports organisations right throughout Donegal. And that was the sixth highest of any county in Ireland and represented the highest ever allocation to Donegal. That is backing the work that so many volunteers are doing in sports organisations and youth organisations and athletic organisations right across our county. And for that funding, it makes a massive difference in local communities. And today, Minister Chambers is up to visit some of those organisations, sports organisations who've received funding, and also particularly to open the new Centre of Excellence, the GEA Centre of Excellence and Convoy, which is a wonderful facility which sports capital funding has helped support, along with very significant fundraising by Donegal GEA. And also he's visiting, as part of his visit, to Letterkenny Atlantic Technological University campus, which has received significant funding as well. Overall, the government has put a massive emphasis on the importance of supporting sports clubs and the volunteers who run them in relation to the work that they do and putting and improving facilities that are already in place and seeing them develop further. And Minister Chambers' visit today is very much about continuing that work.
Donegal is such a sporting county as well, so it's important that these facilities and the volunteers are appreciated and that they are maintained.
Sports organisations and the volunteers who run them and the parents and local members of the community who drive them forward are such an important part of the fabric of our communities and of the life and the lifestyles and day-to-day lives of young people and people of all ages, but particularly young people. And it's really important that they have the facilities to be able to do that work. And we've seen tremendous progress over the last number of years in relation to sports facilities across the country. That has been very much underpinned by the sports capital grants. And the government really has been driving that forward by tripling the level of funding that has gone into the sports capital allocations this year, and that has seen Donegal receive its highest funding ever, sixth highest in the county, and is seeing real work ongoing at the moment at so many sports clubs across the country. It's going to be reopening again as well for new applications in the next number of months, and that'll provide further opportunities for sports clubs across the county that need work done to apply and to have their work supported through government funding.